Blog Talk Radio.
Today, we are talking to you guys, bringing the word on faith. You know, no matter what you do in life, it still is going to boil down to your faith. No matter what, it's going to be about faith. Without faith, it is impossible to please God. And faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. Now, we got to have some faith. Must have some faith. For if the body without the spirit is dead, so faith without the works is dead also. Now, and that's coming from James 2:26. And when we back up to James 2:20, it says, "But wilt thou know, O vain man, that faith without works is dead?" We want to study faith. I know we've come before with a faith series, but God is taking us back to faith because God is doing something. You know, there's some shifting going on in the atmosphere, but what God has for you, it is for you, but you got to tap into it by faith. You got to know that you know that you know. Again, Romans 10:17, so then faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. And we can't actually, you know, we can't emphasize that enough. When Jesus healed, delivered, and set free, a lot of times he asked the question, do you believe I can do this? And on several different occasions, you know, Jesus said, go thy way. Thy faith have made thee whole. And do you want to walk? Faith is faith can also be a spiritual gift, but God gives to every man, woman, boy, and girl a measure, and so you have faith. So let's exercise this faith. Reverend, do you need to weigh in right here or anything?
Good.
You know, because we all don't have faith, you know. So, well, we have faith, but our faith sometimes be in different things. I mean, what about the apostles? They even said, do what?
Increase your faith.
Yeah. Lord, increase our faith. You know, Jesus told the blind man, your faith has made you whole. He told the woman, you know, be of good comfort, thy faith has made thee whole. Go in peace. It was about faith. And because we are justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. It's about faith, y'all. No matter what else, it don't matter. See, because you can't even come to the throne of Jesus without some faith. Because you got to have some type of faith that says that if I just go and repent, I'm going to be forgiven for my sins. You got to have some faith. And your faith have to be not in man, but in the power of God. Well, we all know that God is faithful. He's going to do just what he said he will do. He will stick closer to us than the brother. He's our rock. No, he's our strong tower. He's the wheel in the middle of the wheel. He's our Prince of Peace. Faith. But don't mean that we don't fall. Peter fell. You know, and Jesus knew that Peter's faith was going to fail him. And that's what he told Peter. But I have prayed for thee, that thy faith fail not. And when thou art converted, strengthen thy brethren. In other words, I'm praying for you. And I'm praying for you, faith. But faith will fail. But when you convert it, strengthen your brethren. You know, help a brother out. Huh. therein is the righteous of God, righteousness of God, that is, revealed from faith to faith, as it is written, the just shall live by faith. We live by faith. We walk by faith. We walk in the light by faith. We pray by faith that not our will, but God's will be done. Faith is everything. Go ahead, weigh it in, Riley. You like you got something more to say.
No, I'm just enjoying it. Just enjoying the sermon, you know. Faith is everything. I guess you can say it in a way that faith is the beginning and the end.
It is.
You know.
Yeah.
You know, we have faith. And because God gave all of us
A measure
of faith.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we all have that faith. But a lot of times, a lot of us is putting that faith in the wrong place.
Yes.
You know, and that's a problem with a lot of us. We just have faith, but it's in the wrong place. You know? And if you take that faith that you have for your jobs, faith that you're going to go out there and your car is going to start. You have faith that you're going to go out there, get in your car, and go to a star and come back safely. That's right. You do that every day and don't even think about it, you know. Because you have that faith that it's going to be all right, you know. That same faith there, you need to swing that faith that you have towards God.
Yeah.
You know, and don't wait until something happens, and then a lot of us will turn around and blame God for stuff that happened, you know.
Oh, yeah.
Quickly, you know.
Yes. We will blame God, won't we?
Oh, yeah. And we are quick to say, is it God's will that it be? If it's God's will, but you know, God give us our own will. Will to have faith, will to make your own decisions. God don't force nothing on us. He don't force us to have no faith. Don't force us to do anything. You know, that's up to us. And so that way, when you go down that wrong path or make that wrong turn, you can't blame him for it. You know, you cannot blame him for it. But prayer, and faith. Prayer and faith. Something we all should have with us at all times. Whenever we get in the car and going anywhere, the shop, church, Louisville, Starville, wherever, we always pray. See us safely there and back. You know, my daughter was out there on the highway, going home, leaving, going home. We always pray that she make it there all right, safely. You know, so minor because you have you put all this faith in the world. You know, just going out there in the world. You know, if you take your car to the shop, you have faith that that mechanic is going to fix it and fix it right. You know, it ain't nothing you do without faith. You know, you go buy groceries, you have a faith that the people that it's not going to sell you in a bad meat. You know, you have faith. You go to the grocery store, a lot of time we pay for stuff, we don't even look at our receipt, put it in our pocket. Because you have faith that that cashier is not going to overcharge you. You know? See, we have that crazy faith for the world.
Mm-hmm. Not for God.
But we don't have that crazy faith for God.
Preach that thing, Riley.
Like, if we want to say, we want a mansion. Seven bedroom, five bathroom, three kitchens. But God can give that to us. Whatever your situation is, God can make it happen.
Yes, yes.
But do we have that kind of faith in God? Do we have the kind of faith in God that we would get our own home? But I know one thing that we will have faith and we will tell our friends and our who tell the world that, oh yeah, child, I'm going to get me a new car. I got faith in God. I'm going to get me a new car.
Mm. Oh, you have faith then.
You know, that's right. That's right. That's right. But you just have faith for God to give you a car. Why don't you have that crazy faith that God will give you a car lot?
Mm.
You know, which he can do.
Well, I guess for some of us, babe, some of us don't have that type of faith, though. Some of us don't have enough faith to know that without Jesus, we're on our way to hell. Hell is real. It's real. And we don't act like it's real, but it's real.
Yeah.
And you're going to have to make a decision who you're going to serve. You know, are you going to serve Jesus or are you going to serve the devil?
Well, in most cases, you know, that is a no-brainer. Because most of what I do is look around. Look around how you living. You know, you're walking around, you're asking your friends and stuff, what's wrong with that child? What am I going to do with her? I don't know what to do. You tell your friends and stuff that when you should be taking that to God.
Tell them to Jesus. Have some faith that God has the answer. He got every situation in the palm of his hand.
Yeah.
He got our backs. The front, the sides, he got us.
Got us covered like a blanket.
But see, it's some things that you need to know.
You don't have that crazy faith.
You know, you need to know that without faith, we just cannot please God. We can't do anything without faith. You know, you may think you're doing something, but you're not. You're not. You're fooling yourself. because even when you laid down last night and was getting ready for work today or school, whatever what you was doing, that took some faith. You know, if you laid out your clothes or got your stuff together for the day, you made plans for that. If you made plans for that, then you had some type of faith that you was going to see the day. So you got to know that you do have that faith. But now we're going to transition and exercise that faith. It's an easy transition. Just start believing God. Know that it's God that you believe in. And take your focus off man and put your focus on God. When you redirect your focus on into God's hand and you allow God to lead, God to direct you, then the path don't always become smooth and no. Because there's some things that God will allow you to go through because he's making you and shaping you in those trials and tribulations that you've been through is for your latter days. It's so that God can unveil the real you. We look at people on the outside, but God don't fix us on the outside first. God cleans us up on the inside because he deals with the heart. He deals with the mind. And when your heart, your soul, your spirit, your mind, when you stayed on God, when your faith is in Jesus and you know that no matter what, he have you, then that new creature in you shows. It shows. Because any man that be in Christ, he is a new creature. And your old things are supposed to pass away because all things become new. But it takes faith. So where is your faith? Where is your faith? Know that Jesus Christ, he already prepared a way. Because of what he done for us, because he died for us, because he came down here for us, because of all of that, then we're able to have faith that he's coming back. And because he's coming back, our faith tells us that we need to walk upright and holy. We need to be prepared for when our Savior comes back for us. That means that we continuously need to repent. I know a lot of people think that when you're a Christian, well, I don't need to keep repenting. Well,
keep saying it.
But you know, thoughts. You could be watching something on TV, and thoughts creep into your mind, or things get into your spirit. You need to repent and rebuke those things out of your spirit. know, you could have you could have been disobedient. God could have been telling you to, he want more of your time. God could have been telling you, you know, to read the Bible more. He could have been telling you to call somebody. But you didn't. You need to repent. That's a sin. It's a sin. And our pastor, God bless him, you know, he started us on the repenting for sins of omission and sins of commission. Omissional sins that you don't know about, commissional sins that you do know about. But, you know, a lot of times some people don't think about that. You know, there's some sins that we could have committed that we didn't even know we committed, huh?
Not true.
And so we need to repent. And when we repent, you know, we know that Jesus is just, and he forgives us, and we turn away from sin. You know, we turn away. But if you don't have a relationship with Jesus, then you need to turn in faith to Christ. If you have a relationship with Jesus and you're not doing all that you know you should be doing, you need to turn in faith to Jesus. You need to confess and forsake your sins and know that we can't do anything without our Lord and Savior. Say this prayer with us. Jesus, I need your salvation. I open my heart to you. I confess you are God and that you died on the cross to save me from my sin. Help me to turn from my ways and follow you. Make me ready for your return. Show me how to live in the days ahead. Lord, yes, I do confess with my mouth and believe in my heart. And I thank you, Lord. I thank you, Lord. I thank you for faith. Amen. Believe that he is God. Know that we love you. And until next time, have a blessed day.
We love you.